Thank you, Diane. Good morning, everyone. Let's start our hymn sing. And let's start with number 389 this morning. 389, freely, freely. And we'll sing both verses. There's just two. Who has our next request? Deb. Okay, I heard 395 verses 1 and 4. 395. Take time to be holy. Verses 1 and 4 of 395. Thank you. Dale, can you turn this down just a bit? I'm getting a little too echoey. Thank you. All right, our next request. Yes, go ahead, Judy. Okay, just a few pages over, 399, Take My Life and Let It Be, and verses 1 and 3 of 399. Take my life and let it be consecrated, Lord, to Thee. Take my moments and my days, let them flow in ceaseless praise. Take my hands and you. And who has another request for us? Yes, Alita. 400, Come Thou Fount of Every Blessing, and verses 1 and 3 of number 400.
Come Thou Fount of Every Blessing, tune my heart to sing Thy grace. Streams of mercy never ceasing, call for songs of loudest praise. Teach me some melodious sonnet, sung by flaming tongues above. Praise the mount I'm fixed upon it, Mount of Thy redeeming love. Oh, to grace how great a debtor daily I'm constrained to be. Let Thy goodness like a fetter bind my wandering heart to Thee. Prone to wander, Lord, I feel it, prone to leave the God I love. Here's my heart, oh, take and seal it for Thy courts above.
Thank you, everyone. It's now time to continue with our service.
Thank you. Thank you, Diane. That was beautiful. Good morning, and welcome to the United Methodist Church of Yucaipa, the House of Faith. And happy Mother's Day to all the moms, the grandmothers, the aunties, and any dads who were mom and dad growing up. We are glad to have you worshiping with us this morning. Our announcements this morning are Happy Mother's Day. And we have our birthdays for May, April, Everett, William, Gary, Beverly, and Susan. Happy birthday to all of you. I hope you spend the entire month celebrating. The pastor's luncheon will take place on May 14th at noon at Legend 8 China in Cala Mesa. The cost is $15. This is a grand feast. If you've never come, it is worth coming. You can sign up in the scripts table in the fellowship hall. You can call the church office. And we love to see lots of people out there, right?
Absolutely. It's Wednesday. Please sign up.
It's Wednesday. Please sign up. Parents' Night Out, May 30th, 6 until 8:30, a snacks games, and a children's talent showcase. That sounds kind of fun. And so, Deb, what kind of talents do these kids have?
Well, some of them are questionable talents, but they're always fun to watch.
Okay, so we have fun talents.
Time. We have singing. We're going to have somebody that's doing a PowerPoint presentation for us about finding something in there. Anyway, it's going to be a variety show. So
variety,
I think it'll
show.
Be a lot of fun.
All right, great. Thank you. The next announcement is the free Saturday movie on June 14th, Bridge to Terabithia. And this is an excellent movie. It is an old movie, but I really enjoyed this movie. So come and see it on the big screen, eat snacks, lots of great food, and drink, and enjoy this movie. We need contributions to support our two Common Hope-sponsored children in Guatemala. If you can help with a donation over and above your regular giving, please mark your envelope for Common Hope. Please stand if you are able and join me in the call to worship. The author of faith, grant us faith.
The perfecter of faith, increase our faith.
The victor of faith, help us to persevere with faith.
The Lord
help us to walk on faith. Please join us in singing To God Be the Glory, number 98, verses 1 to 3.
To God be the glory, great things he has done. So loved he the world that he gave us his son. Who yielded his life, an atonement for sin, and opened the life gate that all may go in. Praise the Lord, praise the Lord, let the earth hear his voice. Praise the Lord, let the people rejoice. Oh, come to the Father through Jesus the Son, and give him the glory, great things he has done. Oh, perfect redemption, the potter's blood, to every believer the promise of God. The vilest offender who truly believe that moment from Jesus a pardon receives. Praise the Lord, praise the Lord. Let the earth hear his voice. Praise the Lord, praise the Lord. Let the people rejoice. Oh, come to the Father through Jesus the Son, and give him the glory. Great things he has done. Great things he has taught us, great things he has done, and great our rejoicing through Jesus the Son. But purer and higher and greater will be our wonder, our transport, when Jesus we see. Praise the Lord, praise the Lord. Let the earth hear his voice. Praise the Lord, praise the Lord. Let the people rejoice. Oh, come to the Father through Jesus the Son, and give him the glory. Great things he has done.
As you are standing, please turn and pass the peace to those around you. See if you can get everybody in the room. While you are all saying pass the peace out there, keep going. I'm going to say hello to our Zoom people this morning. We have Mary Brubaker. Wave to us, Mary. Good morning.
Dan right behind Mary.
And Dan right behind Mary.
Yeah.
And then we have Helen. Can you wave to us, Helen? There you go. And we have June and Joyce. Good morning. And Kenny, so good to see you out there from outer space. April and Bill and David and Chris Smith. Hello and good morning to all of you. Thank you for joining us. As you make your way back to your seats, I invite Deb to come up and listen to joys and concerns of those in the congregation.
And if you are on Zoom and you have a joy or concern to share, please type it into the chat window and we'll read it. We're still trying to figure out what's going on with the sound. I think there's something different set up, but maybe we can find a way to do it. But meanwhile, please use a chat.
And today we are so happy to see Dan worshiping together right behind Mary. He's on a redhead. We still recognize you, Dan. And then we have a guest today. His name is Cohen from Cliff. What's the college name? What's the name? Craftonian. He is here to study about Methodism. So be nice to him. Welcome, Cohen.
Thank you. Hi. A few months ago, I had ask for prayers for my nephew Xander, who is suffering from Dravet syndrome, which is a form of epilepsy. Sounds like treatments are being fairly successful, that it's kind of cutting down on the seizures he's having, but we just learned that his mother now has breast cancer. So they're really struggling with a lot of health issues, and just prayers for Sandra, who's going through the breast cancer, and then my nephew Joe, and of course Xander. Thank you.
And I also want to say that Dale and Dina yesterday celebrated 16 years of marriage, and she said that she was very proud that they haven't killed each other yet. So congratulations to both of you. I hope you enjoyed it.
Good morning. Judith Thompson here. My niece's husband, Bobby, just lost his father last week, and just 3-4 months ago, lost his mother. So this is a very hard time for him, my niece, and their 3 children. So I just appreciate prayers for all of them. I won't give you a whole list of names, but just the Brewer family could use your prayers. Thank you.
I just reconnected with somebody I haven't seen for almost 60 years. He and I were really close friends in high school, but then he went off to Europe to work with his grandfather. I found out I'm on my second pacemaker and need a new one next year, and he parallels me almost exactly. He got his first one 2 weeks after I did. He got his second one a month before I did. And he's due for a new one next year. So we're still here.
Good for you.
You sure that he's not your twin?
Dean and I did celebrate our 16th wedding anniversary, and we're sorry we're going to be leaving you guys for a few months. We'll be back to Alaska this next week, so we will see you in September.
And we will miss you while you're gone. Does anyone on Zoom have something? Kenny Lingle, who is in Georgia, said that was the same opening hymn that they did at church there this morning, so that was nice. I got some nice pictures from him. He's been tromping around John Wesley's stomping grounds and enjoying that, and it was beautiful. April also says, please pray for Bill, who needs more tests before hip surgery. So keep them in your prayers. April, too, because it's stressful to watch anybody go through that.
As we enter into our time of prayer this morning, let's start with the unison prayer. Please join me. Dear Lord Jesus, while we were yet sinners, you stretched out your hands and were nailed to the wood. You bore our guilt and gave us life in place of death. We have no righteousness of our own. Only by your grace have we been saved. We are forever indebted to your cross, where justice met mercy and mercy won. So take our lives and use us for your glory and your kingdom. For your name's sake, amen.
Let us continue our prayers in silence. I'm sure many mothers are celebrating, and today, the Mother's Day, and we have our mothers near and far, or some of us, we have our mothers in heaven watching over us. We are so greatly indebted to the love that we have received from our mothers. So let us pray for our mothers near and far, that we may remember them and be grateful. And also let us remember all our loved ones under our care at this time and bring them to the Lord in prayer. Lord Jesus, you are the one who such the deepest need of our lives. You are the one who knows the things that we cannot share with others. You know our secret. You know our need. You know where we are and where we are going. And this is the time, O Lord, that we can present ourselves as we are. And we have this confidence that you receive us as we are. So we come to you, O Lord. We come to you brokenhearted. We come to you with needs. And we ask your Holy Spirit to come in and fill our lives, fill our hearts, and fill the lives of our loved ones so that in spite of all that we see, the troubles, problems, the cause of worries and depressions, source of discouragement, no matter what, oh Lord, we can still celebrate our life in you. We celebrate our life today, especially because of our mothers. We have received so great love that we cannot find anywhere else but only in the hands of our mothers. So we are thankful, O Lord, that you have blessed us with our mothers, and now we are asking you to bless them, give them health and strength to continue on so they too may celebrate their life in you. You know the need that we have, O Lord, the need to be loved. So we ask you, Lord Jesus, that you come unto us through your Holy Spirit and give us the assurance of your love in our life so that we may realize that we are deeply loved by you and you manifested your love on that cross so that anybody can see. May we see that love so clearly today that we may live our lives with gratitude and thanksgiving and even dedicate our life to love you back. We are so grateful for this wonderful, privileged life we have found in you. And may we continue on loving you and serving you, serving your people, serving your church, serving everybody that you have given unto us in our life circle. You are in our life. You have come into our lives and you have been our sovereign God and you have led our life in such a fashion that we may serve you and fulfill your will. And you have wonderful and perfect plans. plan for each and every one of us, and to that plan we yield and pray that you continue to use us, that we may glorify you in all that we do. So as one community of faith, we now offer our prayers that our Lord Jesus taught us to pray, praying together, our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom and the power and the glory forever. Amen.
And now Deb will present us with Young at Heart Moments.
Today's story is You See Me, God, inspired by Psalm 139. Written by Jan Spivey Gilchrist. You made me in your image, black and beautiful and blessed, full of your powerful promise. You knew me before I knew myself. You saw me tight like a balloon inside my mother. Ready to fill the world with my colors. You know what I love and what I fear. You see me everywhere. I cannot hide from you. You saw me when I cracked and broke into tiny pieces. You knew my legs would break. You knew I would fall. You found me when I was scared and lost. You knew how to help me. You knew I would one day stand tall. You heard me call out from my darkness. You knew that I would. You see me everywhere, and you are always with me. You are always with me. You lifted me. You will guide me. You help me share your love with others. Your thoughts are wonderful to me. I live my life in peace every day. Because I know you see me. Lord, you see my heart. You know what I think. You know all about me. You see me everywhere. You know what I say. You know how I live. You created me inside my mother's body. How you have made me is wonderful. Help me to live in the right way. Paraphrase of selected verses from Psalm 139. The end. May we live in peace with God connected to us. May we always be aware of his presence. Amen.
We invite you to join in with a singing of our next hymn, I'd Rather Have Jesus, which is on a handout in your bulletin.
I'd rather have Jesus than silver or gold. I'd rather be his than have riches unfold. I'd rather have Jesus than all this woodland. I'd rather be led by his nail pierced, than to be the king of a vast domain, or be held in sin dressed right. I rather have Jesus than anything in his world of foes today. I rather have Jesus than man's applause. I rather be faithful to his dear cause. I rather have Jesus than worldwide fame. I rather be true to his holy name. Be the king of a vast domain, or be held in sin's dread way. I rather have Jesus than anything in his world of woes today. He's fairer than lilies of rarest bloom. He's sweeter than honey from out of the comb. He's all that my hungering spirit needs. I rather have Jesus and let him lead than to be the king of a vast domain, or be held in sin's dress right. I rather have Jesus than anything in his worlds of wars today.
Our gospel reading this morning is from the Gospel of Mark 16:1-14, the resurrection of Jesus. When the Sabbath was over, Mary Magdalene and Mary, the mother of James and Salome, bought spices so they could go and anoint him. And very early on the first day of the week, when the sun had risen, they went to the tomb. They had been saying to one another, "Who will roll away the stone for us from the entrance to the tomb?" And when they looked up, they saw that the stone, which was very large, had already been rolled back. As they entered the tomb, they saw a young man dressed in a white robe sitting on the right side, and they were alarmed. But he said to them, "Do not be alarmed. You are looking for Jesus of Nazareth, who was crucified. He has been raised. He is not here. Look, there is the place they laid him. But go, tell his disciples and Peter that he is going to go ahead of you to Galilee. There you will see him, just as he told you." So they went out and they fled from the tomb, for terror and amazement had seized them, and they said nothing to anyone, for they were afraid. And all that had been commanded them, they told briefly to those around Peter. And afterward, Jesus himself sent out through them, from the east to the west, the sacred and the imperishable proclamation of eternal salvation. Amen. Jesus appears to Mary Magdalene. Now, after he rose early on the first day of the week, he appeared first to Mary Magdalene, from whom he had cast out seven demons. She went out and told those who had been with him, while they were mourning and weeping. But when they heard that he was alive and had been seen by her, they would not believe it. Jesus appears to two disciples. After this, he appeared in another form to two of them, as they were walking into the country. And they went back and told the rest, but they did not believe them. Jesus commissions the disciples. Later, he appeared to the 11 themselves as they were sitting at the table, and he upbraided them for their lack of faith and stubbornness, because they had not believed those who saw him after he had risen. The word of God for the people of God. Thanks be to God.
Good morning, everyone. So glad to see you all in here, worshiping together in this beautiful sanctuary. I pray that we will all open to the movement of the Holy Spirit working within us and among us, that we may be touched by His presence and be empowered as we worship together. A mother and her young son lived in a quiet forest. One day, a tornado tore through. She grabbed onto the tree and tried to hold her son, but the wind yanked him into the sky like a balloon on a bad string. Desperate, she dropped to her knees and cried out, "Lord, please bring back my boy. He's all I have. Take anything, my dishwasher, my car, and even my home. Just bring him back." Suddenly, third, the boy fell from the sky, landing right at her feet. A little dusty, a little dazed, but otherwise fine. The mother stared in awe, pulled him into a hug, then held him at arm's length. She paused, looked up at the sky, and said, "He was wearing a hat, Lord." Humanity owes much to motherhood. A mother's love holds families together powerfully. Mothers are the foundation of trust, emotional security, and self-worth, all of which develop during early childhood. They are the first teachers, shaping children's value system and understanding of the world. They influence their children to be selfless toward others. Without the love and sacrifice of mothers, the world can be a very dry and uncompassionate place. Both as children and parents, we all have experienced that children do not fully comprehend their mother's greatness, who they have become, and what they have achieved are deeply connected to their mother's love. Let's look at our faith from this angle. Our blessed life and privileged relationship with Jesus are not the product of our intelligence or efforts. Our faith is attributed to God, who works behind the scenes to open our eyes so that we can understand who God is. However, having faith in God is not an easy feat. The Bible is filled with testimonies that do not appeal to human intelligence. The resurrection of Jesus is one of many examples that does not make sense. It was why the followers of Jesus disbelieved the news of resurrection in Mark 16. Three women, Mary Magdalene, Mary the mother of James, and Salome, went to the tomb on early Easter morning. They were the most devout followers of Jesus, as they were the first among all the other followers to go to the tomb after the resurrection. Did those devout women expect the resurrection? No. They went to the tomb to embalm the dead body of Jesus. In their wildest dreams, they never expected the resurrection. So their major concern that morning was, who would roll the stone entrance away for them? When they saw an angel inside the tomb, they were alarmed. Verse 8 details the conditions of their minds and bodies after hearing the news of resurrection. Verse 8 says, trembling and bewildered, the women went out and fled from the tomb. They said nothing to anyone because they were afraid. The verse explicitly describes that they were utterly shocked and show typical symptoms of it. We can easily assume that their bodies and mind enter a state of physiological and emotional disarray, characterized by a rapid heart rate, shallow breathing, and an overwhelmed state. How about the disciples? Verse 9 states that the disciples were mourning and weeping on Easter morning. When Mary Magdalene told them she had met the risen Christ, they did not believe her. Two disciples returned from Emmaus and reported their encounter with Jesus, but they still didn't believe them. Jesus appeared to the 11 disciples and rebuked them for their lack of faith and stubborn refusal to believe. All these reactions showed no hint of joy at the resurrection. Instead, they were utterly shocked and persistently refused to believe. Why did they not believe? Their reasoning was straightforward. The resurrection made no sense to them, to the extent that they ignored the testimonies of eyewitnesses. Christians in the Corinthian church had a hard time believing in the resurrection as well. The Apostle Paul spent the entire chapter of 1 Corinthians 15 proving the resurrection. This issue of the resurrection is not only one that has perplexed people. Consider the entire Bible. Much of what is written in the Bible does not align with human reasoning, starting from creation, the fall of humanity, Noah's flood, the plagues before the Exodus, the parting of the Red Sea, water from the splitted rock, piling of the Jordan River, the sudden fall of the wall of Jericho, Samson's hair, fire from heaven consuming the altar Elijah built, writing on the wall, and skipping to the New Testament, the virgin birth of Jesus, Jesus turning water into wine, healing sick people, feeding thousands with a small lunch, Jesus raising the dead, his ascension into heaven, and his second coming. None of these events make sense. Therefore, people like Thomas Jefferson argued that the Bible should be rewritten, and he did. Jefferson was a deist who believed in God but rejected the supernatural and other aspects of traditional Christian doctrine. So he wrote The Life and Work of Jesus Nazareth, deliberately omitting miracles and other supernatural event by literally cutting and pasting passages from the Bible. He complied only Jesus' moral teachings. Many Christians today deist like Jefferson. Furthermore, the message of salvation exclusively through Jesus does not make sense. Therefore, many Christians, including the late Pope Francis, claim that all religions are path to God, which contradicts what the Bible states. We share the same human understanding with those devout believers who were skeptical about the resurrection. Just imagine, if we were there in Jerusalem on the first Easter, would we have reacted differently from those devout followers? Probably not. However, even though we share the same nature with them, we do believe that what is written in the Bible is true. We do believe in the miracles and the resurrection. How have we acquired such a faith that contradicts human reasoning? Jesus answered the question. Peter's confession of Jesus as Christ was not something Peter's intellectual capacity enabled him to do so. Rather, God revealed that Jesus was Christ to Peter. Our faith in Jesus is not our own production, but the result of God's grace bestowed upon us. Only because God, in His grace, shows His truth to us, everything in the Bible makes perfect sense. Without God's grace, we would have become non-believers. We would be out of our mind to believe in nonsenses written in the Bible. God chose us individually in His providence to reveal that Jesus is the Lord. The Apostle Paul affirms this in Ephesians 2 and said, "By grace you have been saved through faith, and that not of yourself. This is the gift of God, not as a result of works, so that no one may boast." You may have heard of this tragic event happen right around our neighborhood. About 6 a.m. on a Wednesday morning, James Lawson of Running Spring left home to apply for a job. About an hour later, his 36-year-old wife, Patsy, left for the fifth grade teaching job down the mountain in Riverside, accompanied by her two children, 5-year-old Susan and 2-year-old Gerald, to be dropped up at the babysitter's. Unfortunately, they never got that far. 8.5 hours later, the man found his wife and daughter dead in their wrecked car, upside down in a cold mountain stream. His 2-year-old son was just barely alive in the 48-degree water. But in that death, the character of a mother was revealed in a most dramatic and heart-rending way. For when the father scrambled down the cliff to what he was sure were the cries of his dying wife, he found her locked in death, holding her little boy's head just above water in the submerged car. car. For 8.5 hours, Patsy Lawson had held her beloved toddler afloat and had finally died. Her body almost frozen in death, in that position of self-giving love, holding her baby up to breathe. She died that her son might live. And that's the essence of mother's love. The baby boy was too young to understand the great sacrifice of his mom. He was too young to take any action for survival, but his mom acted on his behalf. The mother exemplifies the love of Jesus and how we are saved. Jesus loved us and chose us first before we took any actions to believe. God's grace opened our hearts and minds, enabling us to believe and understand Jesus and his love. All of us worshiping together this morning are chosen and privileged, and I'm privileged to serve you. Let us always be mindful that it is by God's grace we are saved. And let us continue to cherish our life in Jesus. Amen.
It is the time of our service now that we generously present our tithes and offerings. There is a plate at the back in the front foyer that you can place your tithe and offerings. You can send it to the church. And I also would like to introduce Young Shar, who is going to present to us our offertory, There Comes to My Heart.
Crown and heart with his
Praise God from whom all blessings flow. Praise God, all creatures ye below. Alleluia, alleluia. Praise God, the source of all our gifts. Praise Jesus Christ, whose power of lives. Praise the Spirit, Holy Spirit. Alleluia, alleluia, alleluia. Lord Jesus Christ, this offering is our commitment to you and to your church and to your people, for you loved us first, for you bless us with the abundant blessings. So, Lord, we give you this offering as we recommit ourselves to you as disciples in the world today. So receive this offering, receive us as well, and may we be the source of blessing to you and your people. In Jesus' name, amen.
Let us join in singing our final hymn, Alas, and Did My Savior Bleed? Number 359, verses 1 to 3.
Alas, and did my Savior bleed, and did my Sovereign die? Would he devote thy sacred head for sinners such as I? At the cross where I first saw the light, and the burden of my heart rolled away, it was there by faith I received my sight, and now I am happy all the day. Was it for crime that I have done, he groaned upon the tree? Amazing pity, grace unknown, and love beyond degree. At the cross where I first saw the light, and the burden of my heart rolled away, he was there by faith I received my sight, and now I am happy all the day. Well might the sun in darkness hide, and short is glory's end, when God the mighty Maker died for his own creature's sin. At the cross where I first saw the light, and the burden of my heart rolled away, he was there by faith I received my sight, and now I am happy all the day. Let us pray. Lord, you have reminded us with your word that it wasn't by our efforts, our work, our merit we are saved, but only by your grace. We are forever indebted to your cross and to what you have done in our lives. And our lives we live today is only to serve you and love you for the great love we all have received. May we continue our life with gratitude and thanksgiving to that amazing grace, that amazing salvation that you have given unto us. Therefore, send us forth in peace. In Jesus' name, amen.
Go now in peace.
never be afraid. God will go with you each hour, every day. Go now in faith, steadfast, strong, and true. Though he will guide you in all you do. One more love and show you believe. Reach out to others so all the world can see. God watching from home in peace, in faith, love. Amen.